going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
One down, bud. You're the next dude on the Philadelphia Eagles. Congratulations. A lot of high marks for the Eagles with this pick. Now, an unfortunate reality is it probably signals the end of N'Kobe Dean, you know, 12 months from now, and probably as a starter as soon as this year. So I do feel bad for N'Kobe. By the way, we broadcast from Borgata today. Good morning to you. It's got to be a blow to N'Kobe. Would they
well,
made
think
the...
about N'Kobe's situation.
Oh, it's a shame.
His injury is a massive, an awful injury. It's not an ACL. It's a patellar tendon. And it happened, I think, second week in January. As late as you can have an injury.
And he would have been eligible, and still is, but isn't going to get it, for a contract extension last month. And he was just about to maybe get paid, you know, not $50 million, but, you know, maybe $25 million.
And we know
and it just got ripped away from him.
Well,
what a shame.
Last season he showed the promise. He showed actually the payoff for some of, you know, like the expectations.
Oh, yeah.
And he... Man, he's a leader, and guys gravitate toward him. And
love
the way that he plays, he really is an outstanding, always around the ball type guy, but has not been able to stay healthy at all. And I'm sorry, if I'm N'Kobe Dean, I am devastated today.
I agree, John.
I am hurting. And I know that Howie's saying the right thing. Hey, this is not about N'Kobe Dean. But man, if you're N'Kobe Dean, you're sitting there like, I just tore it. It's not an ACL. It's a patellar tendon. I don't know. I'm not an expert, clearly. But I remember the guys who I played with who had the patellar tendon.
Right.
It was a different category than ACL. When I tore my ACL,
right.
Carell Buchalter also, right around the same time, he tore his patellar tendon. And we all knew in that training room, His path was a lot more difficult than mine.
What a shame. What a shame.
It really sucks.
But look, I mean, Campbell, this is the business of sports. If someone gets injured, you got to get someone else. And the other thing for N'Kobe that's tough is Campbell's obviously going to be here for a while. Zach Bonsign's going to be here for a while. So I would think, you know, N'Kobe's not going to be on the team 2 seasons from now and will probably be a backup if he's even able to play this upcoming year. It is what it is. But we want to point out the reality of the N'Kobe impact. But high marks from a lot of people for what Howie did last night. You can weigh in on the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin has a new 2025 Chevy Trax in stock now, starting at only $21,495. Together, let's drive. See Armin's inventory at ArminChevy.com. Poll question, do you like the pick last night? Do you like what Howie did? Trades up one spot, gives up a fifth-round pick to move from 32 to 31 to get Jahad Campbell. Do you like it? A, yes. B, no. You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. One other quick thing before we go right back to the phones. Because I thought of this last night right before going to bed. James, we're in a good mood today, right?
Yeah, big time.
Okay. Really good mood, right?
Yeah, I'm in a great mood.
All right.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to bring people down. I
man.
Just want.
What are we doing
proceeds
here?
Proceeds to bring us down.
I need to prepare people for a possibility.
Oh,
okay.
God.
All right. Because last night they beat Jokic.
What's the opposite of waiting with bated breath?
James, wait till I tell you what is possible in a month and a half. Are we, ladies and gentlemen, emotionally prepared for the possibility that James Harden and Ben Simmons together could win an NBA championship? They both play for the same team.
Yeah.
They won again last night.
I know.
Barkley said recently he thinks they're the second best team in the West.
I mean, Kawhi's healthy and playing
and
great.
Kawhi
man.
Is freaking bringing it.
So, no, Joe, no, we're not
ladies
ready.
Ladies and gentlemen, just know that you got something major to root against in the next month and a half.
What do we do if it's Celtics Clippers? Like, just
oh my God.
Shut
ben
it down.
And James on the same team? Are you kidding me?
I know. It's all.
John,
it's so
did
ridiculous.
You even know they're on the same team? Because I think a lot of people probably don't even know what team Ben Simmons played for.
It's easy to lose track because he just
he
doesn't
like playing,
really play.
Played about 10
I've not
minutes.
Been
played
attention.
About 10 minutes last night.
Okay.
But like he is.
He's there. His presence is
so
there.
Gross.
All right. Let's.
Like it.
So we don't like that, but a lot of people love this Jahad Campbell pick. What Nick Saban said, we'll get to that shortly. Obviously, Coach Campbell for a couple years until he retired last year. To the phones, Chuck right now. Chuck, good morning.
Yo, good morning. Hey, listen, Joe, you know, we're still hoping and praying on the prayer of Joel and B why those two guys can go and win the championship. Ain't that about something?
Listen, I really was only planning on talking about that for 30 seconds, but you've dragged me back in. I hear you. I get your angst.
Hey, listen, I love the pick, man. The pick was a great pick. Howie Roseman is willing and dealing again, and I trust every move that he makes. He's the best GM to come in Philadelphia ever. You hear what I'm saying to you? He's a future Hall of Famer.
Sure is.
And the guy, it's just getting started. You know, we're going to be the team, you know, that everybody's going to look at and say, are they in the Super Bowl again?
Yeah.
Oh, man, we're tired of them
you're right.
winning the Super Bowl, winning championships, and I'm loving every minute of it. You know,
yes.
every minute of it. Because we suffered as fans for many years as Eagles fans.
You're right.
Now the brighter days are ahead. This guy, Jahad Campbell, I wanted him. I lied to you or not. I was looking at the guy before the draft, and I wanted him because, like I said, he's a stud linebacker. The dude can do everything. And you
he
have
sure
to know
is.
That Vic Fangio had to be a part of this pick. And if Vic Fangio was comfortable picking him and told Howie to get him, I feel comfortable with having him here because Vic is just a mastermind when it comes to defense. So can you guys say one word for me? Repeat. Because that's what's going to happen. Back-to-back Super Bowl champions, the Fluff Eagles, are going this year.
Yes.
Maybe.
No, I hit the wrong button. I'm setting up for Hammer. That's
okay.
My bad. There we go. I'll do it
repeat.
Again.
Repeat.
All right, here we go. I was about to say, come on, Self. I know ain't
that. That was all on me. All
right. Well, it's also a little bit on Johnny. Gives him a maybe. What are we doing here? It's a guarantee. Well, right? Guarantee with
guarantee.
The capital G.
Guaranteed. Listen,
no, I'm playing around. Hey, Chuck, give me an answer, man. What hasn't happened in a while?
Well, we just got finished talking about this bum of a player who's held this franchise back for many years, Joel Embiid. So I'm going to say the 76ers not winning a championship.
Yeah, you're right. Or put another way, winning a championship. Not winning a championship happened this year.
Every year.
But I know what you mean. Not winning a title. Very well said. All right, Nick Saban won a lot of titles at Alabama, a lot. Hit a lot of great players. One of them, of course, was Jahad Campbell. What Nick Saban said about his former player, we'll get to that after the pick last night. We'll get to that coming up in 1 minute.
You know you want lawn care service that provides better results and is safer for your family and pets. That's why I choose Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. At Natural Lawn, they believe in growing greener, healthier lawns without the harsh chemicals. They use environmentally friendly products to keep your lawn lush and green while protecting the safety of your family and pets. And by using organic fertilizers for safer weed and insect controls, they make sure your lawn thrives naturally, season after season. With Natural Lawn, I know my family's getting a beautiful lawn that we can all love. Switch to Natural Lawn's safer services and start enjoying a beautiful, eco-friendly lawn you can be proud of. And schedule Natural Lawn's full-service program today You'll get free seeding every year. This has helped my lawn so much. If you want a greener, healthier lawn plus free seeding, call Natural-Lawn at 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. Choose my lawn care company, the locally owned and family operated Natural-Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
All right, Jihad Campbell, the pick last night at 31. How he moves up a spot, gives up a fifth rounder. Nick Saban coached him for a couple years at Alabama, obviously recruited him to Bama, and after the pick was made, Nick Saban weighing in on this selection.
There he is. The guy you brought to Tuscaloosa, now another first-round draft pick.
Yeah, well, this guy is a great person. I mean, you know, what people have to understand about Jihad, he played with his hand in the dirt in high school, went to, you know, IMG, came out, was an outside backer, moved to inside backer, and got better and better and better, and I thought had a fantastic year this year. He has tremendous range, speed. He can play in or out. He never played behind the line before we moved him 2 years ago because of injuries, but he's developed into a first-round inside guy. He could be an edge rusher. This guy, I just love this pick. I really do. I mean, this guy lit it up at the combine. Yeah. I know some people. The only reason they're getting him here is because people had some injury questions because of shoulder surgery, might not be ready for camp. But if you're the Philadelphia Eagles, what do you care?
Right.
You know, you're going to pick a guy that's going to be there maybe for the next 10 years for you and be a really, really good player. And when he does get healthy, he's going to have pass rush for him.
That was obviously Saban last night, part of draft coverage. So, John, big marks, and we're all happy. But let me just throw this question at you. Because the Eagles did have an unusual grouping of available players for them at 31 when they picked. And they include, you know, Will Johnson, who a corner. I thought that was a possibility going corner. They could have gone offensive lineman. Josh Simmons was still on the board. Could have gone with the safety, Emenwore. How do we say that? Emenwore? Mike Green, who Ray absolutely loved. Now, he doesn't love the off-the-field stuff, but loved him, potentially the best edge rusher available, was still available at that point. And the BC kid was available. Do you think, John, at 31, because we were talking about this last year when the Eagles picked Quinyon, Howie picked Quinyon, there was that other corner, and it kind of could have gone either way. Do you think Howie picked the right guy last night, John?
I sure do. I mean, I do like Donovan I'm not sure how to even say his last name, but the kid from Boston College. The
I believe it's Ezeraco.
Local kid. Right. Yeah, Ezeraco.
It was an unusual collection of guys we talked about, all available. Like, well, you had all these guys. And
not,
I didn't
not
I didn't
really.
No, but the I didn't guys, expect so many at 31, 32. I really didn't. I thought that more of them would be off the board.
Well, I didn't feel the same way. Okay. I felt like the at 16, I was a little like it sort of knocked the wind out of me when Nolan went as high as he did. I sort of had my heart set on him. I don't know if you felt the same way at the time.
Well, sure.
I couldn't believe he went as high as he did. I felt like it was a little jumbled compared to what we expected. I am absolutely floored by the fact that we got Jihad. You know, that he was still there.
Well, especially considering how much Howie wanted to move up. Let's listen to Ian Rappaport. Yeah. Listen to this report. Ian Rappaport, and Schefter said just about the same thing, but listen to Ian Rappaport. After the pick was made with intel on what Howie had been trying to do for the past, like, hour and a half, this is pretty unbelievable, Rappaport late last night.
Rich, here is how badly Eagles general manager Howie Roseman wanted Jihad Campbell. When the Chargers were on the clock at 22, he was working the phones trying to get a trade. They thought they had a trade, thought it was done. The Chargers ended up picking, tried again at 23, again at 24, now get Campbell at 31.
Pretty wild. I mean, that's something, man.
But again, it's just a statement about the patience and willingness to sit and wait in case. Like, it wasn't the end of the world if you didn't get him, if you didn't get Jihad.
But you had these other
options.
They
were trying. Yeah. But I do think that they have to feel great. They have to feel like they got a value for where they picked an unbelievable value just after last year, where you got a starter fresh out the gates with your first round pick, and then your second round with Cooper DeJean, and maybe one of the best values we've seen in the last decade.
No question.
Now, hopefully.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
With Jihad, if he can get out there and play right, you know, early as a rookie. Now, there's no guarantee on that because, as his coach was mentioning, you know, the Eagles, they're saying we don't have any sort of time frame where we have to get him on the field. But
they might, if Nakobe can't play, they might have to.
Well, it would be helpful if he can play as soon as possible. Yeah. I'm telling you, it's a brutal journey back from a labral repair, but linebackers deal with all sorts of shoulder hindrances every day.
Absolutely.
They're used to it.
So I thought last night Howie was genuinely excited. And what I mean by that is, obviously, when a pick gets made and a GM speak, he's never going to say, I don't like this pick, right? Never going to say that. Even after Marcus Smith got picked, you know, there was a presentation of why it's good. But I think a lot of times you can kind of discern, if you really listen carefully and look at the facial expression, what does the GM really think? And I thought, let's listen to Howie Roseman. I thought he was genuinely pumped up last night to get Jihad Campbell. Here's Howie last night talking about the maneuvering, the strategy, and landing Campbell.
Howie, there were reports that you were trying to trade up a little bit earlier. Was that for Jihad?
It was. You know, again, this was a top 10 player on our board. We do not have any long-term concerns with his health. We have, you know, we look at the draft as a long-term opportunity for our team. We have a lot of confidence this guy's going to be here and play at a really high level for a long time. And so when you're in a draft and you're picking at the end of the first round, you have an opportunity to get a top 10 player at your board, on your board, a guy who can affect the quarterback, a guy who can affect the passing game. You know, for us, it was a no-brainer. Local kid, great character. So we were really excited to add him.
Top 10 player on their board at 31. Now, listen, it doesn't always work out. Sometimes teams misidentify these things. That happens. It's going to happen again to Howie. He's not going to bat 1,000 the rest of his career. But he was pretty psyched last night. And obviously a lot of people wake up this morning psyched as well. 215-592-9494. That full Howie and Nick Sirianni press conference, which was very late last night, we'll play it in its entirety coming up at 8:25. I'm guessing most people did not hear it. At some point, you got to go to bed. You got to get up and go to work. Howie and Nick talked really late last night. We'll play that coming up at 8:25 today. Also, Elliot later in the program. We look forward to talking to him, get his perspective. Your phone calls, reaction, 215-592-9494, plus Pete the Hammer coming up in about 10 minutes. Let's go to Ed. Go ahead, John.
One last thing. You know, Donovan Ezeraku, the guy from Boston College, we do have to start thinking about, like, the Eagles – on the stick tonight, that there are some guys left, like you were saying, who we were talking about.
How about the tight end?
Mason Taylor. Mason. Man, it's exciting to think about the trade-up possibilities. The Ezeraku, I don't know how the Eagles have him graded out and all that, but again, these are guys who were first-round grades still available and at positions where we could really use some help. I do expect a trade-up.
Yeah, I do too, John. Eagles picking in the 60s, but you know, if you can get into the late 40s, early 50s, you know, someone's kind of sliding towards you.
Again, like this, the same concept. Wouldn't it be something like with Jihad Campbell when a guy keeps sliding, one of these names will be doing that, and we can grab them.
Very possible. Really,
that's how he rolls.
Let's get to Ed in Phoenixville as we broadcast this Friday morning from Borgata. Good morning, Ed.
I'm loving the pick. And I think this is really, it's a great situation for Jahad Campbell. It was absolutely a hedge against N'Kobe Dean not coming back. That was part of the reason. But I think it's great because, you know, one of the main reasons why Zach Bond had such a successful year, he was playing behind Jordan Davis and Jalen Carter. I mean, he probably had the cleanest jersey of any off-ball linebacker I've ever seen. Like, blockers just weren't getting to him. So, I mean, Jahad's going to be able to just run around, make plays, and just sort of identify, kind of like Parsons does, you know, which gap is the weakest on this line. And I just think his versatility is going to be a huge boost to this defense. I think I'm loving the pick.
I agree. I mean, it is such a seismic shift for the Eagles in the last 12 months. From the acquisition of Saquon, big money, running back, to the Bond, big money, to, you know, a first-round pick inside linebacker. I applaud Howie for moving with the times or being ahead of the times. And, you know, some teams were doing this. Some teams were not. Obviously, the Eagles were not. And it helped them win a Super Bowl last year. Ironically, last year they spent almost no resources on the inside, meaning N'Kobe was a third-round pick and Bond was about as cheap as a veteran can be. Now they're pumping resources into it. First-round pick, $50 million contract, which will make it harder elsewhere, but it's obviously how Fangio likes to build a defense, and it's going to be a new era of Eagles defense. Clearly.
Think about the growth potential, too. I didn't realize that he just turned 21.
Young guy.
Jahad Campbell just turned 21. And I, like I mentioned at the start of the show, I love the fact that he's an off-ball inside linebacker who is tall. He's got reach. You know, these are the tweener traits that allow a guy to be an edge rusher. You know, if he's got a little more length and can bend,
sure,
that helps so much. But man, the bigger linebacker, it's all coming back, Joe. The run game, the bigger head. He's a 240 pound guy. He's 6'3". Remember, and N'Kobe Dean, remember when we first met him, we thought, man,
he's small,
not a towering presence,
but to N'Kobe's
he's a 5'11 guy, six foot guy, you know, 225 pound guy,
no doubt.
And things that the game is slowly growing with the run game, linebackers are getting bigger.
No,
when
question.
I was playing linebackers, you know, the guys that you know, a guy like a Junior Seau, 6'3", 265 pounds. You know, a lot of those inside backers were 260, 265, 250,
Trot.
255.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yeah, that's almost unheard of now. I mean, you had LaVon Kirkland back then. He was 315.
Three bills.
And then you had every, you know, span the gamut between 315 all the way down to 240, but you didn't dip much lower than that.
And then
that.
You had Matt McCoy, small in any era. Hey, Ed, give me an answer, my man. In honor of the Eagles drafting a linebacker, first time since 79, what hasn't happened in a while?
It hasn't happened since 1978. Somebody with a 40-game hitting streak. Pete Rose was the last one that did it, 44 games.
It's a good answer.
Wow.
That's right. Paul Mahler
1978.
39, I think, right? Mahler got to.
Paul Mahler got to 39 and 87. That's the one thing I got to tell you. I that's what I'm waiting for. I think that would be such a cool thing.
Me
some summer.
Too, Joe.
Because you know why, also, James, the home run thing, it's hard to know if a guy's juiced or not. I mean, how do you know? Right? So it's hard to know whether you can feel the wonderment with the home run that we used to feel, the awe.
Well,
but the hitting streak would be
isn't the
awe.
Pitching well, it's also making every, it impossible?
Makes it harder.
Yeah. That's harder. There's a reason there hasn't been a 40-game hitting streak since 1978.
It's just too good.
But Jimmy and Chase both got to the mid-30s.
Yeah, I think it was 36 Man. And 38 or something like 36 and 35, something like that.
What a crazy accomplishment. Oh, yeah. But that's the thing. It's just it's unrealistic to even expect 30s. That's
so
crazy.
Rare. It's very
it's
rare.
So crazy. Outside
very, very
the
rare.
Realm of rationality.
All right, so Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. We'll take the fifth caller on the contest line. Caller number five, Beat the Hammer, 215-988-1258. Caller five, you will compete in Beat the Hammer coming up in 5 minutes. All right, let's listen to Jahad Campbell. He is, of course, the newest Eagle. He talked last night after being drafted. One of the things, obviously, is the shoulder. If not for the shoulder injuries, and meaning two, both sides, He probably would not have been available then in the Eagles' range. But he was. The shoulder thing is a reality. He talked last night about it. Didn't exactly want to give you a timeline. Here's what Jihad Campbell said.
I'm sorry. I don't know if you answered specifically about the shoulder. You expect to be back by, when? Do you know when you'll be clear?
I mean, I'm just taking this process day by day. I ain't even really looking, you know, like too far ahead or anything like that. I'm really just, you know, trying to focus on like tomorrow. You know what I'm saying? I got to go up to the Eagles, but I'm going to definitely give me a nice little workout in the morning, you know, so I can maximize my strengths and, you know, just getting my shoulder back right. So that's what I'm most worried about.
All right, so non-committal answer there. Look, time will tell. I mean, he's obviously going to play at some point. Hopefully he's ready for the start of the season. Hopefully long before that. Time will tell. Let's listen to more of Campbell because, you know, right after being picked, he was interviewed on ESPN, obviously pumped up, excited. Here's Jihad Campbell.
Jihad, the defending Super Bowl champs just traded up for you. How will you repay their belief in you?
I'm going to give them 110%, everything I got in me. You know, the richer just got rich.
You told me that this week felt like an out-of-body experience. What is it like standing up here as the newest member of the Philadelphia Eagles?
Best team in the nation. I mean, what can I say? E-A-G-L-E-S. There we go.
From the area, Jihad Campbell, who grew up a Birds fan. All right, so when he walks out last night, and he didn't have the hair the way he had it, you know, a lot longer earlier in the when he played and some of the pictures he was in, I thought of a celeb. I thought he looks like a young celeb lookalike. Now, I might be off base, but I'm going to go for it. Tell me if this works at all for you. Does he look a little bit like Busta Rhymes? That's what I saw. I saw last night a 20-year-old Busta Rhymes.
I would have to Google what a 20-year-old Busta Rhymes looks like.
I can see it a little bit. A little bit.
It's just the face, the shape of the head. Just
he does look familiar.
Busta Rhymes.
But I don't know if Busta Rhymes was the name I was
Eagles drafted for. Busta Rhymes last night. Let's go to the phones. All right, Pete the Hammer coming up shortly. Mark in Delaware right now. Mark, what's going on, man?
Not much, bud. I absolutely love this pick by the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, it's an amazing the fact that he was available, man.
Unreal. Wait, Mark, wait till you hear how much Baldy loves him. Holy mackerel. We'll play this after Pete the Hammer. Baldy loves the pick.
Yeah, I was texting with my brother-in-law yesterday. They actually live in Georgia and have season tickets to the University of Georgia. So I was asking them, you know, who may be the next young Thundercat for the Philadelphia Bulldogs. And, you know, the name that actually he threw at me, not being a Georgia guy, was Campbell. So he said, just watch out for this kid. He's great. So,
well, I'll tell you this, Mark. I got a text right after the pick last night from someone who's got ties to the Alabama football program. And I'm using that loosely. He's never worked there, but he knows people there. And he follows college football about 100 times closer than me. And he thinks this is a flat-out steal. And the last time, and I've talked about this on the air, the last time he sent me that kind of text message, 3 or 4 years ago, whatever year it was, when they picked Landon Dickerson in the second round, who also had injury medical issues. And he said, I'm telling you, Joe, if this guy's body is healthy, flat out freaking steal. And he basically said the same thing last night about Campbell.
Cool. Well, yeah. Sounds
like that. Don't hate hearing that.
Yeah, exactly. Mark, give me a big answer, pal, for like a linebacker by the Eagles. What hasn't happened in a while?
I'd say any of us using a payphone.
Oh, that's a good answer.
Very good.
That is a good answer.
Devin, did you ever use a payphone?
No.
Doesn't
Wow. Never in your life.
I don't think so.
You've never
Not
put a quarter into a phone?
No.
I
mean, maybe like in London, I don't think you use it, but you know, like their payphones are there as
you
like
take a photograph.
Props.
Yeah.
Take
photographs.
But no, I don't think I've used a payphone.
I would think most mid-30s and under probably have not.
Mm-mm.
And I would think most 40s and younger probably haven't used a rotary phone.
I used to ride my bike to a payphone outside Mr. Donut to call my girlfriend in eighth grade because it was long distance and it was too expensive to call from my house.
Look at you, young Casanova.
I guess
eighth grade girlfriend. Look at you, Richie. Which he did.
Uh-huh.
I did grow up in the era of like the landline. Like I think I was like, I don't know, 12 when cell phones.
Did
really
you dial 10 numbers or 7?
I don't remember. 7? No, 10. 10.
Yeah. 10 for you probably.
Yeah, 10.
But always, for us growing
it was
up,
always 10.
And it's so I can still remember like my best friend's family's
and
landline.
And did you
numbers.
Dial her area code when you dialed her number every time?
Wow.
Yeah, that changed mid-90s. All right, Beat the Hammer. It's something we do every single Friday. And listen, Twitter poll question of the day. Who's better at their job? Howie Roseman or the Hammer?
Probably Howie Roseman.
Let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer.
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Now that, ladies and gentlemen, that would be a poll question. We don't actually officially have that as the poll because we know obviously the Hammer would win that. But we love Howie. We don't want to embarrass him. We love him a lot. All right, Beat the Hammer is brought to us by a great event we've got coming up here at WIP, and that is BG Live. By the way, coming up soon, May 5th. Tickets are still available, but there are not many left. Get yourself tickets for this special one-night-only event where you'll not only hear from Brandon Graham, but you get to show him the love. The standing ovations that night, I expect multiple standing ovations for the great BG. Get your tickets for BG Live, which is happening on May 5th. I really encourage you, get them soon. 94WIP.com. That is where you can get the tickets. All right, our contestant today in Beat the Hammer is playing for a Philadelphia Eagles hat. Apropos, on the day after the, well, the day after the first round of the draft. I was going to say the day after the draft. Au contraire, it continues today and tomorrow, the three-day spectacular that is the NFL draft. Our contestant today comes in. His name is Sean. He hails from Ben Salem. He may be very good at sports trivia. He's not the Hammer, who's got 282 wins. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning.
Sean, do you feel like the other general managers when being in the presence of Howie Roseman? Like, it's hard to measure up? Because that's how you got to feel right now, right?
Can't say that I do. Howie's pretty special.
No. There's no doubt about that. But the Hammer, Sean. I mean, I'm no Jerry Jones is a GM over here. You see what I'm saying? Like, I'm the Hammer. All right, Sean, do you know sports?
I do.
All right, my man. Understated and I think very confident. Sean, jeez. I'm going to step away as we broadcast.
Oh, we're not
going
to. You're off today. How about let's play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
Beat the Hammer. It's time for Beat the Hammer on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
Did we do that like 30 seconds ago?
No.
No.
We didn't play the open yet.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, ready? You're off today. Love this.
James, I was up till like 2 a.m. last night watching press conferences. Preparing for the show.
Prepare to lose, Joe DeCamera.
This is great. Sean, this is good,
down
good stuff
in flames.
Here.
By the way, reminder to everyone listening, 8:25 today, we're going to air that Howie and Nick full press conference because it happened really late. We know most people did not hear it. But you'll hear Howie and Nick, full press conference coming up, 8:25. All right, Sean, good
now
luck.
Now you can
buddy.
Leave. Now get out of here. Scram. Scram.
Skedaddle.
I'll be back ready to kick ass.
Okay. Well, you're off today. It's a great start.
Run,
the history
run.
when he's
I was
off
wearing
is
shorts
flea.
Today. I didn't even realize that.
Yeah, and it's gross.
Showing calf. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. What is he doing? He just played.
If you're
to
on the YouTube stream, you probably
like
just saw
the little video cameras that are now set up for YouTube purposes. And he tried to run again. Does it look like he might be sore, and that's why he's limpingly running?
He always walks like that. Please, as if he'd work out hard enough.
I don't think
right.
he should wear shorts.
Is he safely ensconced?
Yes.
All right, Sean, you ready to play a little game we call Beat the Hammer?
I'm ready, James.
Love it. All right, our category for the week, sometimes they're predictable. We're doing a little Eagles draft trivia today. Sean, the clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. 55 seconds. Are you ready to roll, my friend?
I'm ready.
Here we go. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question number one. Prior to last night, the only other time the Eagles selected at 31st overall was in 2005 when they selected this defensive tackle. Name him.
Pass.
Who was the last tight end drafted by the Eagles?
Dallas Goedert.
The Eagles have only made two first-round picks since 2018 who are no longer on the team. Name them.
Carson, pass.
The last time the Eagles drafted a player who made first-team All-Pro in his rookie season was in 1988 when they took this player. Name him.
Randall.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
This is harder when you're on the air.
It is.
I got nothing, man. I'm sorry.
Sean, probably not going to get it done. You never know. Yeah, we have had zeros before. I would doubt it. We're going to put you on hold. We'll wave the hammer back in.
Ooh.
Yeah, as he makes his way in. Slowly, I'm sure.
He's kind of running. And something just fell in the distance. Like a table toppled.
Toppling tables?
A standard fell in the distance, and everyone's now looking at
that. He did not have anything to do with that one, unfortunately.
Yeah. And everyone's just paying more attention to the table that fell than Joe, who
Shaggy!
Just ran by them.
Shaggy! It wasn't me. Is that where you're
Correct.
Going?
Wasn't me. But someone else is going to have to pay a fine around here. I'll tell you that. I don't know what the hell just broke. That was really loud.
It was super loud.
I don't know what it was, but it was.
It's like a table fell apart right as you jogged by it.
And it was really loud.
Just deconstructed.
All right.
Pow.
This Sean guy from Ben Salem. How'd he do?
You ready to roll
Ben.
Here? Ben! You're breaking stuff down there. You forget to play the open. I don't know if you are ready.
Well, I don't know if I am either, but
let's roll.
Yeah.
All right, category for the week. We're doing a little Eagles draft trivia. 55 seconds. Clock will start as soon as the first question is asked. Here we go. Question.
I think there's going to be a Jeremy Maclin answer in here.
Question number one.
Okay.
Prior to last night, the only other time the Eagles selected 31st overall was in 2005 when they selected this defensive tackle. Name him.
I think it's Mike Patterson.
Who was the last tight end drafted by the Eagles?
I'll come back.
The Eagles have only made two first-round picks since 2018 who are no longer on the team. Name them.
Since 2018.
Correct.
So that would have to be Rager and Dillard.
The last time the Eagles drafted a player who made first-team All-Pro in his rookie season was in 1988 when they took this player. Name him.
Keith Jackson.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
Say it again.
Name two players the Eagles have drafted in the second round who have made three-plus Pro Bowls as an Eagle.
Well, Brian Dawkins for sure, and then second round three-plus Pro Bowls?
Correct.
I'll say Eric Allen. All right, and the tight end I'm going to say is Calcaterra. Bang! Why do it'd be like if Howie Roseman called up all the other GMs and told them they're fools. I'm not even going to do it. I'm not even going to do it because I did my business already. I am the hammer and no one else is other than Dave Schultz. Sean, how did he do?
I'm just dying. One of these times I want it to be a 5 and you go nuts. It was a 5-0 victory, but I'm dying. One of these times you go crazy on 5 and the guy's
and
like, it's 5-5.
And I don't want anyone complaining, Sean stunk. I know Sean stunk. I know sometimes the contestants stink. Doesn't matter.
Sometimes.
Hammer. Louder than that table breaking, by the way. It's just what I do. I don't know what to tell you guys. Victor 283, Howie and Jordan and the Hammer and Einstein. Greatness recognizes greatness. I expect a phone call from Howie later today congratulating me. Sean, what happened to you? What happened?
Yeah, it's tougher on the air than when you're doing it.
Unless you're the Hammer. I mean, I also am on the air.
Yeah.
You played the game a lot of times.
No, Sean.
You also talk on the air for a living. No big deal.
So, Sean, do you feel shame?
No, it was cool. I listened every week to try to call in.
Sean, the first time's always the hardest, buddy.
You remind me of Theon Greyjoy halfway through.
Buddy, rein it the hell in.
Joe.
What are we doing here?
Joe.
Oh, my God. Sorry.
That might have been a little much.
You might have.
All right, Sean, I'm giving you the Eagles hat.
Yeah, give him the prize, please.
I called you Reek.
He earned it by having to deal with you right now.
All right. Reek, you get
That's
the Eagles
so
hat.
That's so messed up, man.
That is like so messed up.
So
that might be the
up.
Most messed up thing you've said to a contestant. It might be number one.
It legitimately might be.
Low, Sean, if you don't know Game of Thrones, don't watch it because you're going to hunt me down.
Don't Google it.
All right, Sean, all jokes aside, buddy, and I really am kidding. Well, not sure about that.